Friday, July 30th. After some discussion this morning and review of the situation, we decided to cancel a trip to the Bohemian Grove, mainly because it was clear that we weren't going to be able to keep the press from bootlegging information on the president's talk and thus breaking the off-the-record regulation at the Grove. The president was not totally unhappy to have an excuse to get out of it anyway, so it all worked out reasonably well. We are planning a meeting with Emperor Hirohito on September 27th in Anchorage, Alaska, while he's on his way to Europe. We'll go to California and then shoot up there. We had some political discussions today, particularly on the problem of dealing with the conservatives now that they've announced their statement of suspension of support. The president keeps coming back to this, making the point that we've got to handle them and that Mitchell's got to follow up on it so as not to let it build up politically, especially. The VP problem dragged me in today as the president asked me to go over and see him to explore the conspiracy of the White House staff that he feels is up out to get him. I went over and had the meeting, and the vice president gave me a document from Vic Gold, which purported to conclude that John Scali was the one who was leading a high-level White House effort to try to make the case that the vice president didn't know about China and that his attitude on China and the China question was going to result in his being dropped from the ticket. I tried to smooth the thing over a little and didn't succeed very well, and so left it that I would look into it and see what we could develop on the actual facts. I talked to the president about it later, and he got all cranked up, especially on the Newsweek story, which is really basically pretty false, but we'll wait and see what happens on a possible Newsweek retraction before I lay down the law on no contact, as the president wants. He got to talking about domestic policy and made the point that he feels deeply troubled that he's being sucked in too much on welfare and environment and consumerism. This all was a result of my reading to him a speech by Tom Shepard of Look, who hits pretty hard on the environment and the consumer issue particularly. The president feels that we've got to shift to a domestic approach on the things where the president feels deeply, that we have to get some sharp edges in domestic policy, and the only way to do it, the way he does in foreign policy and on crime, is to have conviction. So we have to have the position in a, have the president in a position where he doesn't feel uncomfortable. He now does feel uncomfortable. He feels we need to get into his speeches more of a sense of conviction, not just mouthing the stuff that we are now. That's why he hopes that we've gotten Marty Anderson on the staff. And he's had me send Shepard's speech to Price and Ehrlichman with the point that this reflects basically what the president believes. Also, he wants to get Shepard in to talk to him and consider maybe using him to edit material for the president to get off the mushy liberalism and get someone who writes like the president thinks. Then we took off for Canton, Ohio, where the president did the Football Hall of Fame tour and then spoke at the Hall of Fame dinner. He did a superb job, as we would have expected he would, because of his unbelievable knowledge of football. He really dazzled them at the Hall of Fame and did a darn good job in his remarks at the dinner, tying football and Chief Newman into the point that America needs to be number one, and that the way to be a good loser is to hate to lose and to come back again to win. We had big crowd at the airport and unbelievable crowds along the streets all the way into Canton and even all the way out and off to the motel in Akron at 11:30 at night. There is obviously a strong groundswell of support there, because this was not a generated crowd by any means. It was people who were out to see the president on their own initiative. The president was very pleased with it and feels that we've really got something going in the heartland as a result of this. As we pulled up to the hotel, there was a Viet Cong flag in the crowd across the street, and the president said to get it down. Denny Shaw and a couple of the other Secret Service guys went over and got it, and then came back to the hotel, came in and chatted with the president for a minute and told them how they'd done it, etc. End of July 30th.